Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Back in St. Louis, the crowd on fire. Backlash lit like a funeral pyre. Cena and Orton, the legends collide. Drew jumped in, but the chance still rise. Attitude adjustment, post-match sting. Cena snapped, what's he becoming? Backlash, you came to call. Belts on the line, heroes fall. Surprising views and clutches deep. This ain't a game, it's all we keep. Backlash, the story's turned. The flames on fire and the titles burn. Wrestle the pain, feel the heat. Backlash 2025, bring the beat. Champ, four-way dance. McIntyre, and I didn't stand a chance. Damien fell, but who came through? Jeff Cobb dropped jaws and shook the bloodline too. Lyra and Lynch, teacher, student war. Valkyria stood with his feet for more. Batman, McAfee took Gunther's wrath. Chest turned red from that brutal path. Cole at ringside, crowd went wild. Even in loss, the match was styled. Dom held gold. It's a masked invader, then a broad fight, but Gable's a traitor. Worlds collide, the lines all blur. AA's knocking and they brought a stir. Backlash, you came to brawl. Belts on the line, heroes fall. Surprising views and clutches deep. This ain't a game, it's what we keep. Backlash, the story's turned. The ring's on fire, the titles burn. Wrestle the pain, feel the heat. Backlash 2025, bring the beat. From whispers to roars, the night won't fade. New feuds born and legends made. WWE don't play it tame. Backlash 2025, remember the name.
Friends, and welcome to your Backlash review for The Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and I'm not riding shotgun with anybody because I watched this show last night with some friends over. I had my friends Jared and Laura, my wife and my son, and we sat through a very delightful 2.5 hours of Backlash because it wasn't a long show. It was actually a really good show, and we watched it, well, pretty much during the show. We watched it. We started late because we were chatting, and then we realized, oh, it's 9 o'clock and the show's already on. So here's what happened. We had 5 matches, and I think we had 5 really good matches, maybe 4 really good matches, actually, now that I think about it, and 1 match that didn't draw everybody's attention. So I'm going to try and sprinkle in some of the comments made while my guests were over and talk to you about these matches. So let's start from the beginning of the card. Our first match of the night was for the United States Championship, Jacob Fatu versus LA Knight versus Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest. The story of this match was the fight that was on between all the people. We got to see good interaction between LA Knight, who started hot. We got to see Damian Priest be a monster. My wife made fun of his outfit maybe falling apart a little bit. She was worried about, especially when he took down the straps and he took out Drew McIntyre. Everybody loves Drew. Drew is a bit of a easy on the eyes, according to the ladies. I can say that as a man who's comfortable with sexuality, love Drew McIntyre. The big thing I loved the most about this match was the whole thing with Jacob Fatu. He was the one that people reacted to, just his ability to bounce around the ring. The Swanton Bomb, the dive to the outside, just the way he could move as a big man. But the story of this match wasn't just Jacob Fatu. It was the arrival of Jeff Cobb, who recently dropped the title in New Japan Pro Wrestling. and showed up in WWE. He is the heavy from that comes in and joins with the new bloodline or whatever they're going to call this faction. Solo brought him in to help Jacob. Jacob doesn't look like he's too happy to be there. These guys are former rivals from the indies. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out. Where will Jacob fall? But this would be a match I would definitely go out of my way to rewatch. Match number two of the night, according to my notes. And if I got this wrong, I'm really sorry. I was watching this with my friends, so I wasn't like keeping track of the order, but I'm pretty sure that the second match of the night was Lyra and Becky. And this was Lyra trying to prove to her friend that she deserved to be the Intercontinental Champion. And Becky had already turned on Lyra. And really, this was a showcase for Lyra to see some passion. We thought it was funny when she interacted with Lyra's fiance. Not saying the guy's ugly, but he definitely overshot his coverage. He got very lucky with Lyra. The story of this match was the fact that Lyra probably broke her nose somewhere during this match. There was a lot of gross and oohs and ahs in this. And there was a lot of making fun of whatever was in Lyra's hair. Because it looked like, I don't know, like it looked, she's the bird lady. It looked like some sort of bird stuff. That comes out of the bottom end of the bird, got stuck in her hair. So this match was good, but not great. And I was wondering if we got not quite a great enough ending. So I would say this one, you can, don't have to go back and watch it. Take it back from the beginning of the show. This was probably not a good And our next match. Again, if I got the order correctly, was Dominic Mysterio versus Penta, where you really got to see Penta do a lot of his lucha stuff. The story of this match comes down to the fact that we were all really impressed with Dominic Mysterio. A couple times we were talking about, you know, jokes about Eddie Guerrero, and he's really turning himself face. I think that was the general consensus of our watch. Was because he could do some really good stuff. In fact, my friend Jared and I were talking about, do you think he'd be in this position if he wasn't Ray's kid? He may not have gotten the opportunity if he wasn't Ray's kid, but he definitely has earned his way to be something special. And I think he's going to be featured on the World's Collide card, especially given the fact that El Grande Americano comes out, and after a botched interference by Finn, where they get caught by the referee, Grande Americano headbutts Penta, which should lead to El Grande Americano versus Penta at World's Collide. But also, I think they should showcase Dominic Mysterio because he's mixed in the U.S. style and the Lucha style into his offense and kind of made his own hybrid style. So this match, go out of your way, see Dominic Mysterio coming out of his shell.
Acknowledge me!
Next up, we have Pat McAfee just getting destroyed by Gunther. There's no other way to describe this match. The highlights of this match were when Michael Cole got out of his seat, got near the ring, and I thought Gunther was going to kill him. I was kind of hoping Wade would jump in, but that's not what happened. Gunther just chopped the crud out of Michael Cole. No, he chopped the crud out of poor Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee is going to have one heck of a chest to show off on the show on Monday, and eventually he gets choked out. So this match is, if you can stomach it, it was really good, but boy, oh boy, it was hard to watch. We kept talking about how loud the chops were and how impressive we were with Pat McAfee. So, yeah, that was not the match of the night, but it was definitely worth watching.
Into the danger zone.
And before we get to our main event, a little word from our sponsor.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Are you looking for the best Raw review on the internet, or the worst one, depending on who you ask? Check out Randy C. and Eric B., the Raw Dogs. They'll be covering Monday Night Raw here on The Hub for Draw Straws Raw. And for your complete recap of all things AEW, listen here on The Hub to Sean and Ashley with a Dynamite Drop. They'll be dropping fresh new episodes Thursday nights or Friday mornings each week on The Hub. And
Tylenol 3s. Because one Tylenol wasn't good enough, we decided we needed to pack in three of them. Right?
Thanks, Eric. That was a great plug for your favorite cold medicine. And finally, our main event, John Cena versus Randy Orton. This match was about 20 minutes too long. It just took a while to get started. And by the time we got to the heat spots, we were all popping for the big spots with the referees taking bumps and Randy Orton putting John Cena through table after table with the AA. There's a couple of jokes made about paying him back for all the bad back that Randy has because he's taken that AA so many times. This match failed the grade. And other than the fact, the reason that John Cena won the match was that R-Truth, yes, Greg said it on our show on Friday, he wants to see something with R-Truth. R-Truth came out and saved his childhood hero, John Cena, from being punted into oblivion. And then John Cena cheated the win. And the best part about this is go back and watch the post show from WWE where John Cena takes out R-Truth, which may mean we get an R-Truth-John Cena match in 2025, that one of the rare John Cena retirement matches goes to R-Truth, which would make this whole thing with John Cena and R-Truth worth every penny. So that's it. That's what you missed if you missed Backlash. We'll have a more normal show in the next couple of days because you'll have the Raw Dogs here on Monday. They'll be doing the best Raw review on the internet or the worst one, depending on who you ask. You'll also have the Dynamite Drop out on Thursday, and Greg and I will be back for your SmackDown review here on The Hub, and more to come. So if you're listening to this, you're probably tomorrow or Tuesday, you're going to hear from Randy and Eric, and they have a very special announcement coming up. But in the meantime, I'm going to hit that theme song one more time and just say Happy Mother's Day.
The crowd on fire, Backlash lit like a funeral pyre. Cena and Orton, the legends collide. Drew jumped in, but the chant still rise. Attitude adjustment, post-match sting. Cena snapped, what's he becoming? Backlash, you came to call. Belts on the line, heroes fall. Surprise views, and clutches deep. This ain't a game, it's all we keep. Backlash, the story's turned. The flames on fire, and the titles burn. 2025, bring the beat. The champ, four-way dance. McIntyre, I didn't stand a chance. Damien fell, but who came through? Jeff Cobb dropped jaws and shook the bloodline too. Lyra and Lynch, teacher, student, war. Valkyria stood with his feet for more. Batman, McAfee took Gunther Rath. Chest turned red from that brutal path. Cole at ringside, crowd went wild. Even in loss, the match was styled. Tom held gold. It's a masked invader, then a broad fight, but Gable's a traitor. Worlds collide, the lines all blur. AA's knocking and they brought a stir. Backlash, we came to brawl. Belts on the line, heroes fall. Surprise debuts and clutches deep. This ain't a game, it's all we keep. Backlash, the story's turned. The ring's on fire, the titles burn. Wrestle day, feel the heat. Backlash 2025, bring the beat. From whispers to roars, the night won't fade. New feuds born and legends made. WWE don't play it tame. Backlash 2025, remember the name.